why today.
As a wise man once told me, trust nobody and then cut the cards. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. President Obama capturing the airwaves, urging Congress to do what he called meet history's test and pass comprehensive health care reform. That's where we start, and we're going to dig very deep on this on tonight's version of ATN. Here's a little slither of what he said.
Here are the details that every American needs to know about this plan. First, if you are among the hundreds of millions of Americans who already have health insurance through your job, or Medicare, or Medicaid, or the VA, nothing in this plan will require you or your employer to change the coverage of the doctor you have. Let me repeat this. Nothing in our plan requires you to change what you have. What this plan will do is make the insurance you have work better for you. Under this plan, it will be against the law for insurance companies to deny you coverage because of a pre-existing condition. As soon as I sign this bill, it will be against the law for insurance companies to drop your coverage when you get sick or water it down when you need it the most. They will no longer be able to place some arbitrary cap on the amount of coverage you can receive in a given year or in a lifetime. We will place a limit on how much you can be charged for out-of-pocket expenses, because in the United States of America, no one should go broke because they get sick. And insurance companies will be required to cover, with no extra charge, routine checkups and preventive care, like mammograms and colonoscopies, because there's no reason we shouldn't be catching diseases like breast cancer and colon cancer before they get worse. That makes sense, it saves money, and it saves lives. That's what Americans who have health insurance can expect from this plan. More security and more stability. Now, if you're one of the tens of millions of Americans who don't currently have health insurance, the second part of this plan will finally offer you quality, affordable choices. If you lose your job or you change your job, you'll be able to get coverage. If you strike out on your own and start a small business, you'll be able to get coverage. We'll do this by creating a new insurance exchange, a marketplace where individuals and small businesses will be able to shop for health insurance at competitive prices. Insurance companies will have an incentive to participate in this exchange because it lets them compete for millions of new customers. As one big group, these customers will have greater leverage to bargain with the insurance companies for better prices and quality coverage. This is how large companies and government employees get affordable insurance. It's how everyone in this Congress gets affordable insurance. And it's time to give every American the same opportunity that we give ourselves.
All right, as I said, we'll dig deeper on Obama's speech and what it means. No mention of the public option. Why? Because it's still on the table. Each Wednesday, Mike Davis, Easy Ticket Mike, a ticket broker, joins us. We talk a little sports, and hopefully he sells some tickets. And the NFL regular season kicks off tomorrow night with Tennessee, of course, in Pittsburgh. That should be a lot of fun to watch that one. If you got Sports Illustrated this week, there was four different quarterbacks on the cover, and one of them was Ben Roethlisberger. Hey, Mike, thanks for hanging to the wings. How are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So Monday night, tomorrow night, the big kickoff with the Titans and the Steelers. I like the Steelers this year. I think they're still going to be a tough team.
Yeah, they look really good. I think, I think the Titans, they were a good team this last year, and mm-hmm. I think that should be an awesome game. I mean, I'm looking for Pittsburgh to pull it out, mainly because they're going to be in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think the same thing. It probably would be a close game. I agree with the adjective awesome. I'll be watching it because I'm a huge NFL nut. College football, of course, we were talking about this the last time you were here. It kicks off, and there wasn't any, I don't think, really big surprises in anything that we saw, but it's early going, and some of the, I think, juicier matchups, they're pretty much halfway through the season, but it certainly gets you excited for football, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, you know, there's going to be some great games here the next few weeks, but, you know, the top teams, they're not going to really be tested until probably about the middle of October. You know, I think there is a big game, though, this week. It's Ohio State and USC. Now, of course, Ohio State, they barely squeaked by Navy this last week. You know, they, if you saw that game or saw the highlights, you know, Ohio State won by 4 points, but they had to intercept a 2-point conversion by Navy that would have tied it, and then they ran back and got 2 points for scoring a touchdown on the extra point from Navy. But you know, I think USC is going to pretty much rout Ohio State this week. Maybe, of course, Ohio State may have been looking forward to this week's game with them. So
yeah, no kidding. And look past the matchup with Navy. Sometimes that happens. I'm not a big Ohio State fan, so I'm with you. I like the Trojans to pretty much trounce Ohio State, and then they'll fall in the rankings. And by the way, a reminder, if you want to go to a college football game, great way to get tickets, go to easy-ticket.com, and it's E-Z, the initials, and that's how you'll get to Mike's site. I love that you sent me this note about Derek Jeter, because, of course, I was watching that. Tyen Gehrig, he gets the all-time hits with the Yankees. He had a great game against the Rays. So career-wise, man, he is playing the hits. 2,721. He's an exciting player to watch. The Yankees are still a fun team to either hate to love or just to watch play.
Yeah, and Jeter's having he's having a phenomenal season, and he's batting .330 for the year. So, he's doing great. I think he's going to shine in the World Series again.
I totally agree with you. He's pumped up. He's like the confirmed bachelor. He's like the Joe Namath of Major League Baseball. And then he announces he's getting married, which was a giant shocker, I think. But he's settling in, and he's always been that tremendous player. He's got a fistful of rings, as we all know, and it could be the Yankees back again. In the AL, too, you're a big Texas Ranger fan, and, of course, the Rangers are still in the hunt for the wild card spot. Who knows?
Yeah, they're 2 games back behind Boston right now. The Rangers are putting out some tickets for the postseason. I guess they feel strong. Boston's got a tough schedule ahead. We've got about 3.5 more weeks until the regular season's over. But Boston, I think, has a tougher schedule than the Rangers do. So the Rangers may be able to pull it out and move 2 games up on Boston and get that last wild card spot.
And no kidding. Easy Ticket, Mike, thanks. We'll remind everyone again, go to easy-ticket.com. You have a great week, my friend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Kate, you have a good week, too.
And we remind everybody that you can also get concert tickets. Metallica is out on tour again. Kiss is touring. Brad Paisley is touring all over the place. He's going to be through Texas. Anyone listening to me in the state of Texas, Britney Spears. I wonder what her concerts are like. I'm not so sure. Coming up next, we have a very special guest to talk about a very special man. Remember the movie Remember the Titans and Jerry Bertier and the sad story of what happened to him in the car accident, but how much hope and joy there was? We'll explain coming up on the flip side.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Rachel Maddow on her show on MSNBC called Obama's speech a full formal defense of liberalism. How do you think the speech went, and how do you feel about health care reform in this country, as many of you have sounded off for weeks now? Keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. We'll tell you about a couple of outbursts during the speech, one from Congressman Joe Wilson from South Carolina, who screamed out that you lied during the part where the president was talking about illegal immigration, and this was, of course, during that period in front of Congress. He later apologized and said his emotions ran high. It got the best of him when he was listening to Obama talk about the coverage of illegal immigrants in the health care bill, and he said, I disagree with the president's statement. My comments were inappropriate and regrettable. It was kind of odd when he yells it out. You could just see the president pause and heads turned, and there, like I said, there was this pregnant pause, and then he went on with the rest of his speech. So it was just that one quick moment there. But we're going to dive deeper into that a little bit later. We're going to move in a different direction for something unique. Normally we don't do this on America Tonight, but I just love this charity, and I love, because I know so many of you always soliciting us, and we're, of course, nationwide, but I think this is just such an incredible charity, like I said, because it can affect so many people. I know, because my own mother luckily had successful back surgery, but imagine if something happens to your back. Imagine being paralyzed. Does everybody remember the movie Remember the Titans? Great movie. I mean, you're not human if you weren't crying at some point in that movie. In that movie, there is the scene where one of the stud football players, I'll give you hints about it. Just a stud football player on the team ended up in a car accident, and the car accident devastating, it left him a paraplegic. But this was a kid who didn't let this injury rip his mind apart or what had happened to him. It was a huge blow to the community they had grown up in. It was a huge blow to the people in, Virginia. And as a result, this charity is trying, like so many others, to put the spotlight on the spinal cord injuries and getting more money pumped in it into spinal cord research. So joining us now on the show here on America Tonight is a man who works tirelessly, from what I understand, for this charity, Mac Church. Marketing and events, that's his gig, and he's going to tell you how you can help. Hey, Mac, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
So, number 42, tell everybody about number 42. I did a little contest, and I wanted people to see if they could remember his name. Reveal the name, and I'll tell you our winner.
Okay, the number 42 is Gary Bertier.
Bertier is, in fact, correct, of course. So, JJ in Louisiana wins a book that I'm going to mail to you. Oh, but I did like a little build-up to this. All right, JJ. let's talk about the foundation and talk about how it was established and where you're at this point.
Okay, Kate. Well, the foundation has been around now for 4 years, and it was actually started by the late Jean Bertier Agnew, who was in the movie Remember the Titans. She just passed away this year. And it was started by her and Gary's sister. And about 4 years ago, they decided to start raising money in Gary's name for spinal cord injury research. And they needed some help, and they asked Gary's first cousin's husband to try and help them out. And he came up with the idea of having a golf tournament. And it's just kind of taken legs from there, and we've run with it, and it's turned into almost a year-round event now, where we just have things going on all year long. But, of course, our signature event is this weekend, and we have a big golf tournament coming up, and we have some professional former NFL football players, and some of the actors from the movie will be attending. So it's a great event, and it's all for the cause, of course, of helping spinal cord injury research and rehabilitation. And all of the money that we raise goes to a local medical center here in Virginia, Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center, and they were just listed as one of the top 20 medical centers in the United States for spinal cord injury rehabilitation. So the money goes to a great place, and VCU's college is wonderful, as they actually match our donations dollar for dollar. So, well, whatever we give to them is matched. So, you know, we can accomplish a lot with that, and if we can help one person get out of a chair and walk, then, you know, we will have accomplished our goal.
Yeah, what did people tell you about Gary Bertier? What do they tell you about the man? Because I, of course, saw the movie, and I have talked to people who knew him. But you, of course, and your brother know even more than I do. What kind of guy was he? You know, that movie portrayed that he was still full of hope and optimism, even though he was, as I said, unfortunately in that automobile accident and then became a paraplegic.
Right. Well, and I never got to meet Gary live, but from the stories that I've heard from his teammates and, of course, his family, he was a fighter. You know, he had a lot of spirit and a lot of hope, and he didn't quit. And, you know, there were times when right after the accident where he did, you know, he was very depressed and like a lot of people go into, but his coach Yost, you know, did inform him, hey, you know, there's the wheelchair games. And of course, he got pumped about that because he was a major sports aficionado, and you know, he took that up and became a gold medal champion in the wheelchair Olympics. And but he was one of those kinds of people that what he cared about more was helping other people. You know, he knew he was in the position he was in, but his goal in life was to, if he could help somebody else, then he was happy. And you know, and he went around to children's hospitals and you know, did things for kids. And but I think one of the biggest things that he was able to achieve is he was a big proponent of Ban the Barriers, which was a cause basically to go around and have public access change for those in wheelchairs. And one of the famous stories was he had a congressman from Alexandria follow him around for a full day in the city in a wheelchair so they could experience what it was like to be in a wheelchair and you know, how hard it was to access different things. And after that day, of course, laws started getting passed. So he was a big champion and proponent of you know, handicapped rights.
Yeah. And this, and talking about that, and moving forward, the foundation is very, very involved with, as you mentioned, VCU Medical Center. It's about raising that awareness for spinal cord injuries. You sent me a note that I thought was so interesting. Maybe I saw it on Facebook or somewhere where you said, and then I said this when I went into bringing you on the show, but you just never know what can happen to you. The back is such a fragile thing, and there are so many people that have tragic stories to tell, and the more money that's raised, the more research that's done, the more possibilities for people that find themselves, I think, in this situation.
Exactly. And, you know, the spinal cord injuries, it's colorblind.
Mm.
It's not age restrictive. It's not height restrictive, size restrictive, gender restrictive. It's none of that. It can happen to anyone at any time. And we have met, you know, several people at VCU, patients there that were one day on a ladder painting their wall, and the next thing you know, they're in this wheelchair where they've fallen off a ladder. You know, just a simple everyday task. And so, you know, what we can do to make it aware, and, you know, spinal cord injury research is literally untouched. I mean, it's kind of almost put on the back burner. It's really not out there in front of the public eye like a lot of the other causes out there. Yet so many people experience these injuries every year. So we can bring more awareness to the general public and help get more research funded, because, like I said, any one of us can end up in a wheelchair at any point in time.
Yeah, no kidding. We're almost out of time. If somebody wants to help, where can they go?
They can go to our website, which is www.garybertier.com, and it's spelled GERRYBERTIER. It almost looks like a French name, but it's GaryBertier.com, and there's information about the foundation, information about our upcoming golf tournament, and, of course, there's a How Can I Help button, which allows people to donate money right there online.
All right, I'll tell you what, I'll make you a promise. Next year I'll come out and play in your tournament.
That's what we want. We want you to come on out and have a good time.
And we'll broadcast.
Next year is our 5-year anniversary, and it will also be the 5-year anniversary, or the 10-year anniversary of the movie Remember the Titans.
That's right.
So hopefully we'll have Denzel and Will Patton out there.
No, how fun would that be? Thank you so much, Mac, and good luck with all of this, and we appreciate you popping on with us.
Thank you so much, Kate. I appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
All right, you too. And, you know, it's like I said, of all the things you think of, the things that can happen to you, certainly I know, because I've been around people who have been paralyzed. I've seen it in sports and covering sports, and you don't have to be an athlete. As Max said, you could fall off a ladder and all of a sudden everything changes. Everything's changing with this healthcare debate, or is it after Obama speaks to the chambers? We'll talk about it on the flip side. Hang with us.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do things in California.
All right, what was the reaction to the president's speech? Hey, everybody. Cade, of course, here at the helm of America Tonight. Let me throw out the digits, 800-259-5791. Here's some of the reaction from around the Hill, or at least we're going to get it coming up. You have Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina. You have House Republican leader John Boehner, Republican from Ohio, Chris Smith in Jersey, and a whole bunch of others that are going to do a webcast tomorrow and talk about, you know, their feelings about what President Obama said in his speech to a joint session of Congress. So, you know, but there were a couple of things that were released. For example, that the campaign style speech to the Congress shows that his health care reform is on life support. He did his best to breathe new life into it by rhetorically jettisoning almost everything that has been in his takeover plan up to this point. It's also clear that the president's call for new insurance exchange will be probably the thing for, unfortunately, some bad news for taxpayers. And also that the president continues to say no federal dollars will be used, for example, in funding abortions, because there's a big concern about that. That's one of the things that came out of, well, geez, there's nothing in this. If you have public option, there's nothing in this about what happens there. So there were a lot of people, right-to-life people, who are upset with what was noticeably absent from what Obama talked about. I thought, again, there were some specifics, but pretty broad strokes. One congressman from South Carolina, not DeMint, the other one, Joe Wilson, screamed out when the president was talking about covering illegal immigrants in the health care bill. Here's what he said, and here's what it sounded like.
The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegally. Not true. And one more misunderstanding I want to clear up.
Under our plan, no federal dollars will be used to fund abortions, and federal conscience laws will remain in place. Now,
all right. So here's the thing. Wilson, I checked on this. Wilson's website down. Can't even get to it. His phones, I guess, are pretty busy up because people, you know, his numbers and all the stuff was printed all over the place on a lot of blogs and websites, and people are outraged and are calling up and saying he should be reprimanded, and, you know, his outburst is like throwing a shoe and all this other sort of stuff, but it was really strange to see it. I thought that our man Donovan Madsen had the best response to this. Donovan, when I told you off the air and I was saying, you know, that was an odd thing that happened, he just paused and went on. What did you tell me that it reminded you of? He's left us. He must be on the phone lines. He said it reminded him of Parliament, the Parliament in the UK, and how they, you know, get carried away and argue and yell and whatever. Now, this didn't turn into a yell fest. He just interrupted him at one, you know, interrupted him, causing a little bit of a scene, and then he just went on with his speech after that. So then the question becomes, where does healthcare go from here? There is a group of doctors, you know, this is far from over, certainly, and the legislation isn't, unless it's tweaked with what's already there and passed, is this the legislation that's going to go through? And probably, I say probably not, is the answer. And the president addressed what he thought the legislation should look like for healthcare reform. So now in the answer of where do we go from here, a couple of things come to mind from listening to him. One, that the public option really wasn't addressed. I mean, it wasn't something that was drawn out. So what does that mean? Obviously, it's still going to be part of it. You heard at the one moment in the speech he talked about, well, if you want the same health care coverage, Medicare, et cetera, VA, whatever, you still will have that same coverage. Let me clear that up. Nothing is going to change from that, which if you look at what could happen, the group that I was talking to and that we talked about here on America Tonight, Doctors for Patient Care, they're going to D.C. They're meeting with congressmen and senators, and then they're going to have a rally. These are physicians who say, well, how can you say nothing will change, because it will change the face of medicine. You're going to be talking about a mountain of paperwork, reimbursement problems, some of the top doctors bailing. I mentioned this the other day, bailing on their practices because they've made enough money, and as much as they have the passion for practicing, they don't have the passion or the perseverance to put up with what could amount to too much work, not enough time to get to the patients, and feeling like they're not doing the kind of job that they were doing before because they don't have the right tools any longer. And the wait lines, meaning in the waiting room, the wait times will be astronomical if you suddenly give more to more and expect less. And I think that makes a lot of sense if you think about it. So we'll have more on that as they go to Washington tomorrow and try to push to get some things resolved from the physician's point of view, which was very odd if you think about it. No physicians really, other than the AMA, giving their blessing, but not the thoughts of many doctors. It was very odd that there weren't really more physicians actually consulted on this, because ultimately they're the ones who are taking care of the people, right? So if they're not on board and they're bailing, that's not a good thing. In my way of zigging and zagging all over the place with this, because we've talked about it for so long and all the information and people that I've talked to, it's, you're still talking about the same problems unless this is specifically, now he did say about the insurance reform, the president did, but what is that final bill going to look like? I mean, this is language, this is a conversation to both chambers. Ultimately, does it get passed? What does it really include? I'd heard the day before, well, you're not really going to think that this is going to get passed before Christmas. And then I talked to somebody today, and they said, oh, absolutely. Are you kidding? The bickering is over, as the Prez says. The games are done, and we're going to see the action. Now, in what he was saying, and we're going to let you hear more of this, too, when we come back on the flip side, but he was pretty combative. He told opponents that he's not going to bother with them, that, you know, he was, I think, at times a little bit conciliatory, as somebody said, and he talked about the most controversial, he didn't talk about, because he was sort of wiggling away from that, the most controversial element, the government-run health insurance plan, is the public option, because he's really supporting the public option. And he certainly urged Democrats to consider alternatives, but he kind of maneuvered around that, because in one breath, what the quote is, it's worth noting that a strong majority of Americans still favor a public insurance option of the sort I proposed, but the impact shouldn't be exaggerated by the left, the right, or the media. It's only part of the plan. And then he said he wouldn't back down on the principle that the government should provide an option for Americans who can't find affordable coverage. So you come back to the same thing again. How do you afford this coverage? How do you not tax the crap out of people and not just say if you make over 250? How can you guarantee that? How can you guarantee that you can protect those businesses? I've worked it out, and I can't, for the life of me, I don't see any light down this tunnel. Do not see any light. So, you know, malpractice reform, is there going to be that? Defensive medicine is certainly contributing to the unnecessary costs. The Doctors for Patient Care have talked about that. Obama did specifically mention that in his speech. But he's saying that Americans should be required to get health insurance just like auto insurance. Remember, during the presidential campaign, it wasn't really laid out that way. What he said there is, our health care system only works if everyone does their part. So the Max Baucus solution, if you opt not to get health care coverage, you will be fined. It's a question of how much, up to $3,800. Thus, if some of the things that the president wants to see in moving forward on legislation includes that part of it, includes that everybody has to be insured just like auto insurance, then that's exactly what you can expect. You're going to have to get health insurance, whether you want it or not, whether you can afford it or not, because it also depends on the, you know, it's the whole copay thing and what your employer has and all that other sort of stuff. Now, as a result, the public polls, this is what it looks like now. An Associated Press poll says that the public disapproval of Obama's handling of health care has jumped to 52%. So with this health reform and unemployment, Obama's overall approval rating has certainly suffered. 49% now disapprove of how he's handling his gig as president, up from 42% who disapproved in July. Health care is really the big thorn in his side. How do you feel about having to pay a fine if you don't want to get health insurance? How do you feel about affordable health care coverage for all, meaning a public option, even if it's called something else?
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with
the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com and use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, coming up, my man Donovan Madsen is going to give us another slice of what the president had to say on the air tonight, because, of course, it was nationally televised. His speech was. Now, what you have is people on the left supporting what Obama said, people on the right saying it was the same old stuff that you're hearing, that you have been hearing. Only more people might have been watching because it was on so-called prime time. The odd moment was Obama being heckled by the congressman during the speech. But I think for the most part, the adversaries of Obama's plan are more than ready to rumble because they think that he's stuck on a very bad plan. And from the transcript that I read and from what I saw, because I went back and looked at a transcript of what the president said, I would agree that there's a lot of holes in this, but I sort of expected that, because you have to ultimately realize who the president has to appease in this one. I think that Mike Pence sums it up very well, to the point. Short and simple. One more speech about the same bad plan. The same bad plan. Now, there is maybe some room for agreements, but will they really reach these agreements? I don't think any Republican is going to agree that you're going to have to fine people like auto insurance, that everybody has to have health care, has to have health insurance, or you're going to fine them. I don't think you're going to find enough Republicans, certainly, to agree to that, for one. I think there are a couple of other things that wouldn't be agreed to either. Like, what about small businesses? What about the self-employed? They I would think, would have to get some better deals on health insurance, because while the economy is crippled and there's so many people out of work, you don't want to kill the small businesses, which was my concern all along from the get-go, or people who, frankly, are self-employed. I know a ton of people that fall into that category. 1099ers, contract labor, trying to just make it running their own business a lot. And self-employment is different. I mean, you have to take every write-off that you possibly can to get by. And health insurance is pretty expensive. I mean, very expensive when you're talking about footing the bill on your own. And then if you left a corporate job or job, whatever, and started your own thing, of course, if you had a pre-existing condition, just complete disaster. So I think the message from the Republicans was, let's just scrap this. Can we not slow down and start over? Can we not have a takeover of health care or massive cuts to Medicare? And this is on life support. So can we not put the brakes on for 2 seconds and say, let's take 5 months? You want to have a timeline? Let's make a realistic timeline. Let's repackage this correctly. And how many people in America are buying what the president is selling? I mean, that's what I want to know. Because I'll read some things and it'll say, oh, no, 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 no. I don't care if you're a staunch Republican, you're somewhere in the middle, you're a libertarian, you're whatever. There are people that are just not saying it, but they're completely on board with this. There are more people on board with health care insurance for everybody, the way it's written, with a little bit of tweaking here and there, then aren't on board. Certainly not the people that call this show for the most part. Although anybody who thinks that, I welcome all comments. Absolutely. 800-259-5791. Not a single Republican, by the way, has endorsed any of the plans approved so far by the House and Senate committees. There are four committees that we're talking about. And even though they're outnumbered in Congress, there's no doubt about that, the GOP has been certainly riding a different kind of wave, I think, as so many people have turned against Democrats' move to give this health care reform a big shove through the system and ultimately onto the president's desk. And you know, more coverage to the uninsured and pay through it for a tax surcharge on the wealthy. 49%, by the way, say they oppose the health overhaul plans being considered by Congress. That's compared with just 34% who favor them. I think I mentioned this. It's part of that AP poll. And one thing I can say, I didn't feel like we got a lot of the meat that I really thought he was going to try to serve up. Instead, I think you heard a lot of campaign rhetoric. I would love to go back and compare some of the things that were said on the campaign trail to what was said in that speech. So I think we pretty much got what we expected that we would get. I mean, there wasn't a, okay, here's my bill, here's what I'm proposing, you look at it, take it back to your committees. I'm the president of the United States. Granted, it's your job to craft the legislation, but this is what I want to see and why, blah, 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 blah. But you didn't so much get that. You pretty much get the idea that obviously it's going to be health care for everybody, but I say the same thing. At what cost? How is this cost effective? That's the thing I do not get. I don't get it, and you can't convince me of this because I've asked over and over again, and I'll tell you, I'm not getting the answers, and we didn't get the answers, I think, in that speech. You might disagree. I have some people that have already written me. They disagree. Some people that liked what Obama had to say and think that he was right on target and that finally he stood up for a lot of the people that elected him. And then I've got, of course, a plethora of notes from people who say it's the same old thing, You can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net, as we will go to an email segment a little bit later in another hour of America Tonight. So keep them coming in. All right, here's Obama asking to put aside partisanship.
We spend 1.5 times more per person on health care than any other country, but we aren't any healthier for it. This is one of the reasons that insurance premiums have gone up 3 times faster than wages. It's why so many employers, especially small businesses, are forcing their employees to pay more for insurance or are dropping their coverage entirely. It's why so many aspiring entrepreneurs cannot afford to open a business in the first place, and why American businesses that compete internationally, like our automakers, are at a huge disadvantage. And it's why those of us with health insurance are also paying a hidden and growing tax for those without it, about $1,000 per year, that pays for somebody else's emergency room and charitable care. Finally, our health care system is placing an unsustainable burden on taxpayers. When health care costs grow at the rate they have, it puts greater pressure on programs like Medicare and Medicaid. If we do nothing to slow these skyrocketing costs, we will eventually be spending more on Medicare and Medicaid than every other government program combined. Put simply, our health care problem is our deficit problem. Nothing else even comes close. Nothing else. These are the facts. Nobody disputes them. We know we must reform this system. The question is how. Now, there are those on the left who believe that the only way to fix the system is through a single-payer system like Canada's, where we would severely restrict the private insurance market and have the government provide coverage for everybody. On the right, there are those who argue that we should end employer-based systems and leave individuals to buy health insurance on their own. I have to say that there are arguments to be made for both these approaches. But either one would represent a radical shift that would disrupt the health care most people currently have. Since health care represents 1/6 of our economy, I believe it makes more sense to build on what works and fix what doesn't, rather than try to build an entirely new system from scratch. And that is precisely what those of you in Congress have tried to do over the past several months. During that time, we've seen Washington at its best and at its worst. We've seen many in this...
And the beat goes on throughout ATN. If you stick around in one of our upcoming hours, we'll have more analysis of what the president had to say. Oh, my, oh, my.